Thanks for listening to this episode of Begin, the podcast from Derbyshire Writing School. My name is Pete Billingham and my co-host is...
Laura Stroud.
Not only are we the founders of Derbyshire Writing School, but we're dad and daughter too. Do you want to be a writer and don't know where to begin? Well, we want to help you solve the problems and overcome the obstacles preventing you from being the writer you dream to be. There is a place for you in our club. Thanks for listening. Welcome to this edition of Begin, the podcast from Derbyshire Writing School, and we're back with another Writer's Toolbox episode. In these episodes, we talk about some tools we'll think you'll find really useful to help you on your writing journey. Now, this week, we're going to look at the tool of finishing and why it's an essential tool, but also why it's so important you finish your book. Are you an idea person? Maybe you find yourself buying yet another notebook for your next writing project. Or do you find yourself spending hours creating new characters? What about finishing what you start? It's time to finish your book. We'd love to see you finish that first draft and take the steps to get your book on the shelves and into your hands. So, what's stopping you? Let's look at the tool of finishing. And Laura tells us why it is people struggle to finish their book.
Yeah, I think it's good to look at what stops us finishing because it's so common, isn't it? We're not alone. We know that we all experience this. We get lots of lovely new ideas, but actually seeing a project through, that's really key. And we want you, our lovely listener, to know that you are not alone in experiencing this. So let's look at some of the really common reasons why people struggle to finish a book. And let's also look at some solutions too. The first common reason we hear a lot with people struggling to finish their book is that they're not giving it enough time. So just dabbling with that draft every so often, it's not going to be enough for you to get to that point where you get to type the end. To be able to reach that point, you need to commit to writing on a regular basis. And this doesn't mean sweating at your desk every day, but it does mean making a commitment. Even 30 minutes twice a week is plenty. And when we come back to our writing on a regular basis, we find flow. We remember what we wanted to say. We even remember where we were in our story. And this creates movement and momentum. So to finish your book, you need to make time for your writing. So the second reason why people struggle to finish their book is because maybe they're bored. Are we allowed to say that? Dare we say it? Are you fed up with your idea? Is your character maybe just roaming around in their world with nothing much happening, nothing much to do? Perhaps we need to inject some excitement back into your story. You need to make something happen, to add movement, to add surprise. And this will help you reach the end when you get excited again about your project and you feel passionate. So one of the ways that you can do this is to move into the land of what if. Keep asking, what if this happened? What if that happened? And fill in the gaps with lots of random, unusual and exciting suggestions. Add some twists, add some turns and bring the fun back into your words. So another reason why people struggle to finish their book is because they're scared that they only have one good idea. So have you ever worried that you've just got this one good idea, this one great story to tell, and once this has been told, once this idea has been used up, you'll never be able to come up with something just as good? And maybe this has stopped you from writing that idea down. Maybe it's stopped you from finishing. Perhaps you think it's best to save this idea and save it for when you're ready to write something good. Now, this can sound a bit backwards, can't it? That we're saving our best ideas. And often it's because we're scared to write. We think if we write this idea down, that we won't have any more good ideas, that will be our last one used up and gone. But actually, our brains like space. They like space to be creative and to come up with new ideas. And emptiness allows them to rest and refuel and to develop new ideas. So if we keep our mind packed to the brim, we don't actually have the space to develop new stories or to link up our ideas. So the more you write and the more you get down your ideas on paper, actually, this is going to help you finish your book because you'll have space to join the dots within your current story. So another reason why people struggle to finish their book is because they don't know how. So maybe you're stuck too. Maybe you've reached a point where your plot feels like it's come to a dead end. Maybe you need to read some more or do some more research, or even just spend more time with your characters to see what story they need to tell. And sometimes this learning can be quick. We can pick up a similar genre, we can pick up a similar novel, and actually it can really help us. Other times, maybe it's just about taking some time away from your work in progress to think and reflect. Or maybe you need to ask for help. And this could be specialist support, such as coaching on a particular topic, or even going for a coffee with a friend and asking them to help you throw around plot ideas. There's no shame in asking for help, and this can be a great way to help you finish your book.
Okay, well, thanks, Laura, for those four really interesting ideas and reasons why it may be that you are struggling to finish your book. Now, a notepad full of words is great, but finishing your book and printing it is even better. There is nothing like holding that book in your hands.
Yes, we know that to be true, don't we? And it's so important that we finish for lots of reasons, not just because of how good that feels to hold that finished book, but also it can increase your confidence and it can help you develop motivation and even develop this writing mindset that we've talked about. But most of all, when you finish your book, when you type the end, you'll know that, yes, it's possible. And lots of people can write 10,000 words. You know, a few more people can get up to the 30,000 word mark. A handful of people can stretch to that 50,000 word goal, but very few people get to the end to reach maybe that 80 or 100,000 words. But unless you finish the book, unless you get to that point where you can type the end, you don't really know what you wanted to say, and you don't really know if you could do it. And lots of people don't finish. You know, we've talked about some of these reasons, but lots of people don't finish because they fear failure. If they finish, maybe it will get rejected by agents. Maybe it won't have worked out as they wanted to. And actually, it can be easier for all of us to say, oh, yeah, I'm working on it. I'm working on this novel, rather than saying I finished it, but it still needs a bit of work. It's not quite there yet. But the truth is that, and lots of people don't talk about this, is that finishing a book is really incredible and it's going to teach you so many things. But by not finishing your book, you've also failed too, because you haven't got to that point. No one can see the world that you've built, the characters, and nobody can tell your book in the way that you can. So you owe it to yourself and your story to finish your book.
I came this week, one of the writers that you've always introduced me to, and I like his newsletter, is James Clear. And he sends a really, really interesting newsletter out, 321, I think he calls it. And in the last newsletter, there was a really interesting line that I wrote down. We give ourselves the illusion of growth by reading, researching, watching videos, anything but doing the thing, whatever that thing is, and risking being judged by others. And that's exactly what you're saying there, is there's so many things we can do that make us like busy and feel as if we're pushing forwards, but the key thing we do have to do is finish. So don't leave your ideas sitting in a draft folder. Seize this opportunity to tell the world and say, I wrote a book. Not, I'm thinking about writing a book, or I'm writing a book and I haven't finished it, but I've actually wrote a book and it's finished. So here's a question. How can we at Derbyshire Writing School help you finish your book?
There are lots of different ways we can help you. You can work through our podcast back list of episodes to help you on writing craft. You can read our blog post to help you with lots of tips too. But we also have a new group program, which is called Finish Your Book. Quite on brand for this episode of the podcast. And this program will help you make time for writing. It will help you reach the point where you can say, I've finished my book. So during the program, we'll take part in writing sprints. You'll give feedback to your peers and you'll receive feedback on your writing. You'll work to craft a realistic plan for your final draft, and we'll show you how to edit your work. You'll also get the chance to bring your writing problems to our mastermind session, and we'll dig for solutions to help you move past all of those blocks that are getting in the way from you typing the end.
So, what is it then that's stopping you from finishing your book? Here at Derbyshire Writing School, we care about you and we care about your story. We love to hear from you and the reasons why you're struggling, maybe to finish your novel. But no, the tool of finishing is a really important addition to your toolbox. And that is about it for this edition of the Writer's Toolbox in Begin. So from Pete, it's bye for now.
And it's bye from Laura. Thanks for listening.